At the top of the news this Saturday morning, at least two people were killed and five others injured overnight in clashes between pro-Ukrainian and pro-Russian activists in Ukraine's eastern city of Kharkiv. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden will travel to Poland and Lithuania next week to discuss the crisis in Ukraine and to show support for allies of the NATO military alliance. The announcement comes after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov failed to agree on how to end tensions on Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula, where authorities plan to join Russia. Stefan Boss reports.
Despite hours of talks at the American ambassador's residence in London, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov seemed no closer on how to resolve the most serious East-West confrontation over Ukraine since the Cold War. The United States and Russia are involved in separate, massive military war games near the borders of Ukraine, where Russian forces control the Crimean Peninsula. It comes amid an information war, with Russian officials claiming an American drone was intercepted, prompting the Pentagon to deny it had deployed drones or lost any aircraft over Crimea. In a glimmer of hope, however, Foreign Minister Lavrov denied Russia had plans to invade Ukraine. Российская Федерация никаких планов вторжения. He says Russia has and can have no plans to invade southeastern regions of Ukraine. However, he adds that we think the rights of Russians, Hungarians, Bulgarians, and Ukrainians should definitely be ensured and should be defended. Yet he made clear Moscow would recognize the outcome of Sunday's controversial referendum, organized in Crimea, on whether to join Russia. Lavrov said Crimea for Russia means immeasurable more than the Comoros for France or the Falklands for Britain. However, Kerry maintained that Sunday's planned referendum in Crimea is illegitimate and warned Russia would face consequences if it doesn't find a way to change course.
We hope President Putin will recognize that none of what we're saying is meant as a threat. It's not meant as a, you know, in a personal way. It is meant as a matter of respect for the international multilateral structure that we have lived by since World War II, and for the standards of behavior about annexation, about secession, about independence, and how countries come about it.
The U.S. and the European Union are planning far-reaching sanctions, including imposing travel bans on key Russian officials and companies. And the White House said Vice President Joe Biden would visit Lithuania and Poland, which borders Ukraine, to show support for NATO allies in the region and support Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Biden will be in the region from Monday through Wednesday, when Crimea is expected to declare itself part of Russia. For Vatican Radio, I'm Stefan Bos, reporting.